Once upon a time, dear MGTOW men, I was actually at a neighbourhood house, you know, where they have, you know, all these exciting courses like assistant pencil sharpeners for beginners, and how to turn a computer on and off, and how to knit without knitting needles because it's safe. And shit like that, you know. And what happened was, I'd gone there to do some of the things I wanted to do, and there was a couple of hours before the bus heading back my towards home was coming, and so I said, well, I can sit here and read the newspapers or books or whatever, or I can just get on the internet and have a look at a few things, you know. And so I asked the chick running this fucking area, I said, would it be alright to use the fucking computer? She goes, yeah, go right ahead, you know, you just got to sign in on the book and you'll be right to go. And this is the thing, she didn't say anything about paying a fee up front, you know, per hour or whatever. In the book, it didn't say, it didn't have anything in the book about, you know, this is the fees per hour to use the fucking computer. There were no signs on the walls about this is how much it costs per hour to use the computer. And there are no signs on the fucking computers to say this is how much it costs, you know, like a little sticker saying it's, you know, $4 an hour or some shit to use the computer. There's none of that. There's nothing, you know. Because if I had known that there was a fee and a charge, you know, I would have said no, because I basically, you know, in the sort of transitioning to a cashless society, I had no cash on me. And, you know, I wouldn't have been able to pay. So I would have just said, oh, well, I'll just sit here and read a fucking book for an hour or two, you know. So anyway, I get on the fucking sign in, put on the time I start, and then I did my time on the fucking computer looking around. And then I go to leave and I sign off, and she says, oh, that'll be like fucking $6, you know. And I said, what for? And she said, oh, well, it's, you know, you've used it for an hour and a half and it's like $4 an hour. So that's $6.50 or some shit, you know. And I said, yeah, but there's a problem with this, is because you never said that there was a fee to using the computer before I started, and there is no signage around the place at all, much less in clear, large lettering, saying this is how much it costs to use it for an hour. And so, tough luck, you know. You can't demand payment for a service where no fee was indicated in advance, you know. And so I go to walk out, and then there's this tiny little town has got some of the most fucking retarded people in it, you know. I swear, you know, and you know, they're the ones who still can't pass, you know, the assistant pencil sharpener course, you know, after 5 years, doing it every year for five years, they still can't master sharpening a fucking pencil. And these dumb cunts here, is about, I don't know, 6 or 7, maybe 8 of them. They all start screeching, oh, you got to pay, you know. And I said, well, hey, for first off, it's none of your fucking business what I do there. And secondly, they didn't tell me that I had to pay before I started using it, you know. Oh, it doesn't matter, got to pay, fucking, and these cunts are following me out the door, like 7 or 8 of them, going, oh, you got to pay, oh, too bad, you got to pay, you know. And I thought, fuck, you know. And it just like these fucking dumb cunts in this video. And that's what, like, oh my God, I was triggered. You know? And like, They really fucking are, you know. Just fucking stupid cunts who don't live in reality, you know, who can't sort of, you know. They can't put, you know, if you put a bucket over your head, then you can't see where you're driving, so you don't drive with a bucket over your head, you know what I mean? Oh, but it's the rules, you've got to drive with a bucket over your fucking head. Oh, you know, they are just incredibly fucking stupid human beings, you know? So, you know, I don't agree with this New World Order, depopulate the earth, exterminate all the fucking people. But, you know, for some individuals, I'd be willing to make an exception, you know. Bit of retroactive birth control, as one of my lovely friends used to put it. So, anyway, there you go, MGTOW men.
What did I do wrong?
You have a better... You're offensive. Police lives matter?
You have the same sticker.
We're just trying to do school.
What?
You guys have the same sticker as the other.
But this is our space.
We've got a Police Lives Matter sticker and we're getting kicked out. Can't do school. You just said we have to leave.
No, I said...
You're making this space uncomfortable.
You're making me feel uncomfortable.
But you're white. Do you understand what a multicultural space? It means you're not being centered.
White's not a culture?
No,
it's not a culture. It's white is not a culture. Say it again to the camera. You think whiteness is a culture?
This is insane.
So anyways, this is the violence that ASU does, and this is the type of people that they protect. Okay? This white man thinks he can take up our space, and this is why we need a multicultural space. Because they think they can get away with this shit.
I'm gonna sit here the whole time and you can find somebody to get
that, me. That's cool. We're not
kicking you out. We're asking you to leave if you have any consideration for people of color and are marginalized.
So clearly
don't.
Yeah, the whole rest of the campus. The whole